Blackstone Publishing presents Death of a Rainmaker, A Dust Bowl Mystery by Lori Lowenstein. This book is read by Emily Sutton Smith.
For Nathaniel, my greatest joy, and for Steve, the love of my life. Chapter 1.
There is no man more hopeful than a farmer, who wakes each morning to the vagaries of a heifer gone off her feed, seed that doesn't take, a late spring, an early autumn, too much rain, or, worst of all, no rain at all, and still climbs out of bed and pulls up his overalls.
And so it would seem that a fellow who swears he can cure his agrarian heartache, who swears he can make it rain, would be clinched to the bosom of every farm family from here to kingdom come. And that was pretty much the case in the county of Jackson, in the state of Oklahoma, in the bullseye of the Dust Bowl, on August 2nd, in the heart of the 1930s. As evening fell, farm and townsfolk loaded up their children and climbed into their jalopies. Strung out in a gap-toothed cordage, they motored a ways outside of town. The procession then turned sharply off the road and into a field. This particular field had once been fertile soil, etched into deep furrows. Now it was nothing more than hardpan, as impenetrable and unforgiving as granite. The last speck of loamy topsoil had blown across Oklahoma's borders into Arkansas years back, leaving behind compacted dirt, its individual particles bound together so tightly that even a drop of water couldn't wiggle through. But that made no matter, because there was no water. Not an iota of rain had dribbled into the parched mouth of Jackson County for 240 days. In silent choreography, the folk parked alongside one another and debarked. As they gathered, billowing dust settled wherever it chose. Pastor Coxey stepped into the semicircle to bless the crowd and the rainmaker's efforts. A woman commenced coughing, but quieted when a stranger with rolled shirt sleeves stepped into the headlight's silver shafts. Roland Coombs was tall, with an open, easy face. He grinned, and a bit of dental work glinted far back. He'd driven into Vermilion, the county seat of Jackson, just that morning, with wooden crates of TNT and blasting powder roped down in the back of an open truck. Tucked within the pocket of his store-bought jacket had been a sheaf of testimonials from drought-stricken towns across four states.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?